how big an influence was Keith Peacock? I know you played under him in quite a successful spell for the club.
Yeah, Keith was a nice lad. Met him down in London, and we got on okay. And I was away in Hong Kong, playing in Hong Kong. I was on loan for a year from Middlesbrough, and I had another year left at Middlesbrough, so I came home, and there was no future at Middlesbrough, so Keith came to talk to me. We got everything finalised down near Orient's ground, and I came down to Gillingham.
Yeah,
didn't know where it was or anything like that, but I just as well, I might as well go and see what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, what was he like to play for, Keith Peacock? I think
we had our own little Barney now and again, but it was only because I wanted to play, you know. But at the end of the day, he was the best manager. He's a good lad. He had everything. He wanted us to play, and he had a good manner about him, and he treated his players well. Performances went over fans, I think that's it. And I was the type of player that the fans like to see. You know, I mean, I'd like to bring in a little bit of fun and stuff when I was playing, little tricks and stuff like that. And the fans just, I mean, after a while, the fans took to me. So that's the way I played. I was well liked at Middlesbrough. I was well liked at Burnley. And I thought, well, I'll just try my best and try and win over the fans. And obviously, I did. One of my goals was against Bristol Rovers. I hit one from the halfway line that I think when Beckham done it, they'd never seen it before. You know what I mean? So it had all been done before. It's just there was no cameras at it.
What was that team like, the likes of Tony Cascarino and Dave Shearer?
Very good side. Dave Mehmet, and all them lads, Martin Robinson and Ron Hilliard, you know, and all them lads, Mel Sage. It was a good side, a very, very good team, and it was just unfortunate we missed out on a couple of promotion runs.
Who do you think the best player you played with at Gillingham was?
Best player at Gillingham? Probably Brucey. You know, Stevie and Big Cascarino were two very standout players, you know, that give their all for the club and done reasonably well. But, I mean, it was difficult to say because all the lads contributed to Gillingham at the time, you know, and that was a big thing about our team. We were strength and depth, and that's the way we looked at it, you know.
Is it a time you look back on as a good time in your career at Gillingham?
Oh, yes, I think the fans were very good to me, you know, and I mean, voting me in one of their best teams and all that sort of thing was, I couldn't believe it, you know. It was such a short time, 3 years, and I suppose it was me that gave it up at the time. I just went to America, you know, to try and do a little bit more, you know, so. But it was nice. I enjoyed my time at Gillingham, definitely did.
You just mentioned playing abroad there. Was that something you were always looking to do?
Well, it came at a time when I was just finished my 3 years and Keith and I discussed it and he said, maybe it's time for you leave on a high note. You know, you don't leave them, don't stay too long in case you got over, you know, and I wouldn't like the fans turning against me.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe they wouldn't have, but I think it was just about the right time and players know when the right time is, you know.
Yeah. With your international career, would you say the highlight for you was that goal against England?
To come from a place where I come from and do that sort of thing was probably a dream come true. And the goal that I made against Portugal to put us through to the World Cup finals was another highlight, you know. So there has been a couple, but at the end of the day, I can look back and be reasonably pleased with my international career.
You moved into coaching. Was that something you were always looking to do?
Yeah, I think it's the next best thing since playing, if football's in your blood. And that's what you've got to look at, you know what I mean? At that time, you don't know what to do because you don't want to go away from the game. And the next thing is coaching, which keeps you within the whole family of football. So that's what I did. That's just all been my whole life, right? Stevie Bruce, I've just been off the phone yesterday to Stevie, and he gives me a bit of advice now and again to be a manager, you know, which is nice.
What do you think you prefer? Is it sort of the management or the media?
Media was okay at the time. But managing is the thing that's the next step up, and that's what you need. You need to challenge yourself all the time, you know, and that's what it's all about, challenges. And if you're big enough or you know, I mean, I could have knocked it back and been at Gillingham or Middlesbrough for the next 10 years and look back and say, well, I should have took that job. Yeah. So there's no shooters, so I've got to ride it through and see how I do. At least I'd give it a go.